Here we go.
I don't really care about the facts and details.
Yo! Come on!
Welcome, everyone, to Think Big, Think Loud. I'm Livingston.
And I'm Selby.
We're here for episode number 4. How you been, Lynn?
I'm good, Joey. And you?
I'm doing great. I am really not that far from you.
No, you're not. You know, we're about, two and a half hours away from each other?
Yeah, maybe a couple hundred miles. I'm in Yuma, Arizona. And
I'm in Phoenix.
He's in Phoenix, so... I told the guy, I told dispatch, you know, I need to be in Phoenix this weekend. I told him that all week.
Right.
And so he gets me all the way out to California and then goes and gets me a trip delivering on Monday to right here by Yuma. And I'm like, are you serious, dude?
Did you not follow the directions that you were given, mister?
That it does not work for what I wanted.
Right?
I mean, if it was 50 miles from Phoenix, but maybe, but.
In a perfect world, we would have everything that we wanted in the way we wanted.
Yes, exactly. But you know, this was
the disappointments in life are just terrible, aren't they?
Well, yes. This was a test run, though, for July.
I understand.
And so I jumped on him and told him, I said, you know, I really do need to be here the weekend of July 23rd for a wedding.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't deal with the same result. At that time, he's like, he swore up and down. He says, don't worry, we will get you here. Just let us know when we get you here. I'm like, okay, I'm counting on that. He felt bad for this. You know, he was like, oh, man, I screwed up on that or whatever. And I don't think it was the main guy that I usually deal with. I think it might have been one of the guys that worked the morning shift. The main guy that works in the evening, he's like the owner of the dispatch company. And I've dealt with him on a personal level, but the other guys that, you know, I just sporadically talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so here I am. I'm stuck 200 miles from you and we're having to do it over Zoom. So
right, and technical difficulties with microphones.
Internet connections. So you can't really use video, or it'll eat too much internet, and so
right. messes everything up, doesn't it? But the technology, they said, it'll be fun. They said,
it's a pain in my ass. It all boils down to bandwidth and how much. Room you have for data transfer at a certain speed.
True.
So, you know, that's what we're stuck with dealing or stuck dealing with. So that's what we have to deal with.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So Joey, we had talked about it in the past. We had talked about the Impossible Burger.
Oh God.
And I think we both have had a chance to eat one. Well, you probably ate one. I had about 2 bites out of one.
Yeah, you know, I actually purposely pre-planned it and made myself pretty hungry
before
ordering one.
Okay.
And so that I would have no excuse for not eating it.
And correct.
I did eat most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. It reminded me of what I remembered a Whopper tasting like for the most part.
Right, because they char-royal that whatever burger.
Yeah, but they overcooked it in a couple of spots along the edge, and it was literally as hard as a rock.
Wow. Yeah, so, you know, I went in with the intention of getting lunch and just getting the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
And I pull up in the drive-thru and I said, yeah, let me have just the Impossible Whopper, just a sandwich. And give me a number, whatever the chicken, you know, Swiss cheese thing is.
Yeah.
So I get back to work, pull out my chicken sandwich, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna try out this Impossible Burger. And I take a bite, and I'm like, okay, not impressed. It's kind of bland. It's got really no. It doesn't even have a meaty texture unless you're talking about raw burger.
Yeah.
Because it's mushy.
Yeah.
And I took another bite because I got to give it a second chance. And I just didn't find any fulfillment.
Well, and yours was obviously not cooked as long as mine was.
Apparently not. But it did have that char. It did have a bland char-broiled kind of taste to it. You could almost taste that. Not as much as on the beef Whopper, though.
Mine had more of a meaty texture to it, and it was drier than I think what yours was.
So maybe, yeah, maybe so. Maybe, maybe.
So yours I was think always, a little bit. A little, yeah, I think yours wasn't quite cooked long enough, and mine was cooked a little too long.
Right. Somewhere in the middle of those two would probably be great. Yeah.
but
I won't be experiencing the Impossible Whopper again.
Yeah, and I don't know that I will either. It was okay. It's, my mother and I said the same thing, that it would have been a better Junior Whopper substitute to not push somebody into eating a burger the size of a Whopper as a vegetarian burger, but maybe the size of a Junior Whopper would have been more of a decent substitute.
Because it is vegetarian and not vegan, because, you know, it's mayonnaise on there.
Yeah, but, you know, I ordered it.
But anybody that's vegan can order shit without mayo.
I ordered it the way that I always ordered my Whoppers in the past when I got a regular Whopper. And that was without mayo and with mustard and ketchup.
Okay.
Which is how I've always gotten my Whoppers. So the mayo part didn't even factor into mine.
So yours was completely vegan.
Yes.
Yeah.
As far as I understand, yes. Unless there was butter, I guess, on the toast. I don't know.
Well, you know, they're not going to use real butter, Joey. It's a butter substitute. And it's like some plant-based shit.
Yeah, I'm sure
it
was artificial. So,
you know, if we weren't supposed to be eating, you know, or drinking milk and eating animals, and you know what, the Lord would not have put them on this earth for us to, you know.
Yeah, I think that it would, their milk wouldn't be in such an abundance for one calf.
I think people are more lactose intolerant due to the fact that our milk is pasteurized, homogenized. It's got all these chemicals and shit in it.
Yeah, it's processed.
If you were to just get raw milk.
Yeah.
You probably
well,
would not be.
Well, see, that takes things away from how they were originally
supposed to be
or originally textured anyway in the smaller communities, so that people were interconnected and supporting each other, so that meant that your milk was pretty much always fresh and as well as your butter and other products,
your eggs,
you know, when they started doing preserving and freezing, and you know, and I don't really see anything wrong with freezing, but adding chemicals to a product to preserve it is only going to affect the person that eats that product. So
that's a true story.
You know, and it seems to have had that effect on us. I mean, you can look at all the people lining up for stomach issues and health issues now, and it has to have something to do with processed foods and foods with chemicals added to it. Has to. You know, if you're going to eat chemically altered products in great amounts over a long period of time, it's going to affect you at least the way I understand the human health situation. It's going to affect you in an adverse way.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's like, you know, my body does not do well with MSG, monosodium glutamate.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. You know, you find that a lot of your Asian cooking, more and more these days, a lot more than just Asian cuisine has MSG in it, but people use it as a flavor and color enhancer on their foods to make it look more appetizing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but, and you know what, it doesn't bother most people, you know, and that's fine. But I can't eat it. I can't even eat Chick-fil-A because they put MSG or it's lactose intolerant from the milk that they soak the chicken in. I don't know what it is, but I can't eat their food. It messes up my gut. And within minutes of eating anything with MSG in it, I'm on the toilet.
Well, I'll eat their mac and cheese.
I love mac and cheese. There's nothing better in the world than mac and cheese. That's a comfort.
Their food mac right and there. Cheese is okay. And
I kind of like Irish cheese myself, but.
Oh, really? What's Irish cheese?
The Dubliner.
It's what?
It's called Dubliner. It's made by Kerrygold.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever had the Scottish butter. It's called Kerrygold butter. It's, oh my goodness, Joey. It's, oh my goodness, it's so good.
What's different about it?
You know, the flavor.
Okay, but like how?
It's more intense. It's more buttery. It's more cheesy. It's more sharp. It's creamier. It's everything about it's better.
It's just the adjectives you were using were like, okay, more buttery.
Yeah.
Like, well, what's your example of what buttery is? You know,
you know, movie theater, you got like 50 scoops of freaking butter on your popcorn. That's buttery. You gotta eat your popcorn with a straw because you got so damn butter on there.
And that again depends on the butter. Some butters that would be buttery, and other butters that would just be greasy.
And that's exactly what you're getting at the theater because that's just an oil. It's not even butter.
Yeah.
It's butter flavoring. It's probably full of carcinogens, so you're gonna die from cancer just from eating your popcorn.
I used to eat a lot of popcorn. I don't eat much of that anymore. But
well, I couldn't eat it before because it messed with my teeth. And now that I got what I got, I like eating popcorn. I always have. But
yeah,
my gums, it doesn't get stuck between my teeth.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I just I kind of got away from eating it because I would eat so much of it. I loved it.
You know, back in the day, Madonna went on a popcorn diet and all she ate was popcorn and she lost a shit ton of weight.
Well, I can believe it because there really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think there's much.
What's the nutritional value of popcorn anyways?
Exactly. It's like, I don't think there's much nutrition there at all. I really don't.
You know what? I'm going to Google that shit, Joey.
Well, Google it. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't see how it could have much nutrition in the first place. You know, it really doesn't seem like something you're meant to digest in the first place. It's rather coarse.
It's a good fibrous. It's roughish.
Yeah, but it's not a dissolving fiber. It's I don't
know. You know, neither is corn.
I don't think it's a good fiber.
You ever ate corn and then you know, you have your constitution and you
yes, I know. We don't even need to get it.
Why is the
detailed description there? I think everyone knows what you're talking about. It's because you're not meant to eat it. You're not meant to digest it.
Here we go.
Only thing I can say.
So popcorn, a serving size of 1 ounce with 106 calories, has 1% total fat, 1% saturated fat, 0 sodium, 2% potassium, 7% total carbohydrates. It has 40% dietary fiber of 3.6 grams.
Yeah.
4% of protein. It's got 4% iron, 5% B6, 8% magnesium. So, yeah, you could live off of popcorn, basically.
Not live. There's no real vitamins, though. There's some minerals, but there's no real vitamins.
That's true, but we got vitamin D.
You could survive maybe for a few days. Just survive.
Probably, yeah.
Survive some hunger, maybe a little bit.
Right, some pains.
But it's, if that's all you ate for 3 or 4 days, you are going to have some hellacious shits. I don't care who you are. I would not want to be that person dealing with 3 or 4 days of eating nothing but popcorn. That would be brutal. You know, you'd have to think about it. You know, when I eat popcorn, I don't eat just popcorn. I got to have chocolate.
Or some caramel.
Or, yeah, something sweet. You got to have the sweet and salty. What are you listening to the jump for? Is that somebody?
That's probably just going to segue us into our next subject, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I want to do.
Top 10
songs.
Yeah, but that's a whole different type of episode.
Is it now?
Yeah. that's a separate episode that we're going to do. We can introduce people to it and let them know what's coming and to
expect. Damn straight. It's coming.
It will be available probably midweek next week. We're going to do an episode of my top 10, or I don't know if I should say top 10, but largely listened to top 10 songs over the course of my life.
Your most favorite songs.
Yeah, the ones I listen to quite a bit. And it's really hard to nail it down to just 10 songs. So let's just say this is the beginning of our ideal.
Right.
Because there are so many more. And depending on how well the episode does will depend on how many more we make.
Damn straight. Joey, so, you know what? We went to that thing for Charlie's art today. She did sell a nice painting.
Oh, sweet.
She sold a few trinkets, and it was kind of good. But okay. It was 110 degrees out there today.
Oh, wow.
Sitting under a shade tarp.
110, that's intense.
Yeah, bro, you'd have been in the water because there was a lake right next to us.
Well, I had thought about going swimming today because it was rather warm here as well. You know, I'm pretty much right in Mexico.
You got a pool at your motel?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, heck yeah, man. Go dip in there.
But, because it was pretty warm here. I'm right on the Mexican border, so.
Well, yeah. Gets hotter.
Saturday, I went to try to make the delivery because if I could have made it, then I'd have been in Phoenix.
Absolutely. I get it.
You know, and, of course, I caught the guys as leaving, but as I'm pulling up to this place, I am literally staring right at the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
this place is literally on the freaking border.
I hear you, man.
You know, there is nothing but the wall there.
Mm-hmm.
And why we never had a wall before is beyond me.
Well, I'm glad we got what we got. I wish it was finished, but we don't want to talk about that.
No, we don't. We don't. But it was just, I'm just fascinated every time I see it because it's quite a wall.
I bet it's what, 35, 40 feet high?
Yeah, it's pretty tall. I don't know, at least 30 feet. It's
at least 30 feet.
It's at least three stories.
Big solid or iron. Yeah,
like metal, but like a louver type. You can almost see through it.
Okay. If you turn to the side, you can see through it. But yeah,
if you're at a certain angle, you can see through it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, that's cool.
It's unique.
Well, you know what, Joe? Tell you, I'm excited about a new gadget that I picked up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, I go get my haircut. I have this Viking haircut, so I keep the sides and the back shaved off. And, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I go get a haircut, and the haircut's $40. And I tip my guy, I tip good, I tip $10. And, $50 every month, that's a lot of money.
Who, I'm sorry, but who is screaming in the background?
Oh, good Lord, that's Shalane. Let me get a kibosh on that.
I was like, it sounds like somebody's being tackled up there.
Okay. Sorry about that,
Not a problem. I just found it funny because I heard it in the back. I was like, what?
Anyways, what was I talking about before I was so rudely interrupted?
I have not the foggiest idea.
Well, that's not a good idea. Oh, yes. Let me. I'm telling you about the little gadget that I received.
Yeah.
So, I pay, $50 a month for a haircut.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm flipping through my Instagram one day and I see this ad for this scalp shaver, like a rechargeable scalp shaver, waterproof, wet, dry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, how much is this thing? Oh, it's only $63. Well, if I had that, I could maintain my haircut and never have to go back and pay $50 a month. And this thing would pay for it in its first month.
Yep.
So I got this cool ass scalp shaver that's rechargeable. It's got a scalp massager thingy on there and an exfoliator.
Well, that's cool.
It's got a nose hair trimmer. It's got a trimmer blade with three combs that comes with it.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? I used it because I had a haircut a week ago and it was grown out already. So I used it today. And you know what? It looks like it just got a fresh haircut.
Well, good.
It's badass. And I'm going to plug it.
Well, who makes it?
Freebird.
Freebird?
Freebird. Freebird.com.
So just like it sounds, Freebird.
Freebird.com.
Okay, cool.
It's an amazing shaver. If you shave your scalp, and I shave both sides of my scalp, so.
Well, is it set up where you could put a guard on it, and like if say you only wanted like a half type guard on the sides versus it completely shaved.
You can put a guard on for the clipper head. But as far as the scalp shaver, you know, it's just like an electric shaver.
Oh, okay.
You can adjust the depth on it. But it gets you down to the skin. It looks nice. It feels fresh. And you know what? I just save myself $50 a month.
How big is it?
It's very small. Fits in the palm of your hand.
So, I mean, you get into small areas without an issue.
Oh, yeah. And the trimmer head is probably about inch and a half wide.
Okay.
Yeah, it's intended for trimming your beard and your shaving your scalp.
Yeah, you'll have to send.
I suppose you could manscape with it, but I don't know. I'm not gonna try.
Well, once you do that, that's all it's good for.
Right? Because I ain't putting that on my head now.
I don't put it back on my face.
I had it on my balls, but now it's on my head. It doesn't work out. But you know what? You can rinse off and sterilize the head, and you could use it for many things.
I suppose you could, but you know.
But yeah, I just wanted to say those are
typically different razors.
Yes, I use disposables for those.
Yeah, or if you have a electric razor that you use for that area, that's all it's for, is that area.
Yes, indeed.
But anyway,
I've never, yes, I have. I've damn near cut my nutsack off with electric clippers.
Well, you know,
it pissed my nutsack.
You don't have,
I hit the ceiling.
Quite honestly, you're probably the only person that is going to inspect it as closely as you do when you're trimming it, because no one else is ever going to really care.
That's a true story, but it's a funny story.
And Nick, guys, got sack,
dropped the clipper in the toilet, damn near electrocuted myself, fell off the toilet, damn near gave myself a concussion. Good Lord. Thought I was going to die just from shaving my nutsack.
Yeah, that, some guys are into that way too much. I'm not saying I never have and don't, but
it's a preference.
It's, you don't have to. You don't have to be a baboon, but you don't have to be a freaking newborn baby either.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, You're a man.
All my life I was waiting.
You're a man. You're going to be hairy. I don't care who you
are. You know, yeah, you're growing up and, you know, you can't wait for your puberty date. And then finally it comes and it's like, well, fuck. Now what
yeah,
do I do
and then you want to shave it? Forget it. That's
right.
Not
you know what? I waited 13 years for this shit.
Yeah. You just, your most important skill and goal at that point is learning how to take a damn shower every day.
Oh, good Lord. You gotta have a shower daily. I do.
Sometimes multiple times within a day.
Sometimes. It depends on what kind of work you did.
What you're
you know?
Doing, yes.
You know, I sell cars, so I take a shower in the morning. I don't even sweat.
You know, I was so surprised finding out over the course of many years and working with different people to find out that a lot of people don't shower daily.
Oh, good Lord. No, I cannot leave my house without a shower.
And I'm like, I don't feel like I even had permission to leave the house.
Right. And so I did get it, you know, I was trying not to wash my hair every day, you know, because I have my long hairs.
Yeah.
And if you do too much, you're going to damage it. But, you know, I gotta wash it. I tried going every other day and I just can't do it. My hair just feels nasty.
Yeah.
If I don't wash it, you know, or my ass. Gotta wash it.
Yeah.
You know. Gets you started for the day and shit.
People used to go not just weeks, but months without.
Oh, dude, back in the old West and, well, back in freaking Roman times.
I just.
BC, even AD. Yeah.
You know, I spend a lot of time on the road. You know, that's my life.
Mm-hmm.
And there are days where I have to go a day without a shower, but I constantly have the dude wipes, you know, that I clean up daily.
You can freshen up, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and
no reason why you can't keep your hygiene up because you can't take a shower.
You know, you still clean all the vital parts and
I got you.
You know, put new accompaniments like deodorant and stuff like that on, so you're staying clean and fresh, you know, and change your clothes.
Yeah, no shit, man. Put a fresh pair of tidy whities on and clean your shit up and get on. I mean, you can wear the same jeans as long as you know.
The minute you have the chance to stop, you just go get a, you know, you go take a shower at the truck stop or wherever. Yeah, you know, it's.
Hey, what do they charge for a shower at the truck stop?
It's
anyways?
Actually pretty expensive now. It's like about $18.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah, it's.
Well, but I'm gonna pull into your little fucking truck stop here. And I'm going to fill up both of my freaking 150-gallon tanks with your diesel fuel. And you can't give me a fucking shower?
Well, they do. They like the diesel fuel guys, they get points for their fuel. And they can exchange the
points. My ass. They should get an automatic free shower just for filling up their gas tank.
Well, they can exchange the points for showers and stuff like that. And I'm sure they probably get enough points off of one fueling for a free shower, but
I'm just saying.
I know.
You know, it's just ridiculous. I'm going to be spending my money at your little restaurant right here, or your buffet, or your convenience store, and your gas pumps, and you can't get.
They are out to help you in any way you can, as long as you are able to pay the price.
Pay them.
And you're not just paying them, you're paying them triple the actual normal price.
Right. You know, that's just, you know what? I totally believe in capitalism, but, you know, there's raping people.
Oh, they take pure advantage of every person that pulls in there by overcharging them. They you don't get anything for free. You know?
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're not getting it for free because you're buying their fuel. You're buying their food. You're buying their coffee and sodas and snacks.
Yeah, but in most cases, fuel has never been a big money.
It's not. It's not a big profit. You know, people come into gas stations, you know, they get gas. They have to get gas, but their biggest money maker is that convenience store.
Yeah. And they've always charged a higher price. We all know that. But both Pilot Flying, which is owns Flying J and Big Nine and like several other truck stops.
Well, Love is owned by itself, right?
And Love's owns itself. And I like Love's
better. That's what you call self-love.
I tell you what, though. I like Love's better. Love's has a better setup, and they have better coffee for damn sure. But they're spendy, you know, on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I would much, I go there because I know they're open, for one thing. You get out, you get in Arizona and New Mexico, in some of these towns, and these places aren't open past 10 o'clock at night.
I know, they roll up the sidewalks, man.
And they don't have a credit card reader at the pump, so you can't get gas.
It's like old school freaking The Hills Have Eyes, man. You don't want to stop.
I tell you what. You might
end up at barbecue or something.
I tell you what. I was on my way to California the other night, and I was in, where the hell was I? I was in New Mexico.
Love Mexico. I want to go to Mexico. I'm trying to figure out a weekend that I can take Charlie down to Rocky Point for a few days.
Well, I was in New Mexico in the middle of nowhere, and I kept pulling up gas stations, and they kept saying, well, it may be closed by the time you get there.
Mexico or New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Oh, you know, New Mexico sucks.
It
California blows. New Mexico sucks. That's why it's windy in Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. I went to like two different gas stations. Neither one was open, and I was on. I had no gas. It was completely on E, and I'm like, it was 15 miles to the next Pilot, and I know they were going to be open, but I was like, I don't know if I can make it 15 miles.
15 miles?
Yeah.
So you had a Love's every 15 miles?
No. It was 15 miles to the next Pilot travel center. That was the next gas station I knew for sure was going to be open.
I see.
Because the rest of them, they all said they were closed. And so I went for that one, and I made it. I pulled right up to the pump.
Hell yeah.
But I was like, because I had already been driving on Eve. Past two other gas stations that didn't have gas or weren't. Wow. So I thought for sure I was going to run out at any minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I made it there. I was like, wow, okay, good. I filled
Before
up.
Before you know it, you're in an episode of Deliverance.
Well, yeah. I was like, well, you know, you get out here in the middle of nowhere. And you'll see one house, and there's no one else around.
I know. It's creepy, man.
For miles. And you're like, why would you live here? But I get it. But you don't know if it's safe to go knocking on that person's door, because I'm telling you, if I live there alone.
You're in the middle of nowhere, dude.
I'm coming to the door with a gun, regardless of who's knocking.
I opened my door with a fucking 45 long Colt, so come and get that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck around and find out.
You don't know who's knocking.
You don't.
You know, unless you can see their face, you don't know. And
you know, somebody lives that far out, you give them a call before you show up because you don't want to. Exactly.
You let them know. And even when you pull up, you say, "I'm in your driveway. I'm approaching your door."
Yeah, yeah. Don't. I just got a new windshield. Please don't shoot it out. Speaking of windshields, you know what? I got a chip in my windshield back in February. And I never got it replaced because it was just a chip. And then it got a warm day. I took it through the car wash and it spread across the whole windshield.
Oh, God.
So I called my insurance and set up an appointment to have the windshield replaced with a national brand company. And this was 2 weeks ago I made this appointment. And my appointment was for this last Saturday, yesterday. And I get a phone call on Friday stating that they have to reschedule me because they don't have my windshield.
What?
But they had 2 weeks to order it. From the time I set the appointment to the time of my appointment, they had 2 weeks.
I don't know whether to stick up for them or not, but I have seen it lately where... in most cases, they probably placed the order right away, but there has been a delay in the transit of the order. I've seen that more and more lately, and it's weird. It's like people forgot how to work. Or how to show up to work. I don't
know.
People
don't want to work anymore. People are fucking lazy. People feel entitled. They just want the fucking handouts. Want them to be taken care of for their lives.
Well, don't they understand that in order to even have those handouts that somebody's got to be working?
Somebody's paying for it.
Somebody's got to be paying the taxes and doing the work so that that can get done.
Right.
So somebody's working, and if you don't think that those people despise and hate you for sitting on your ass, you got another thing coming.
No shit, right?
That's kind of the way the world works. Unless you're pulling your fair share, then you're not in it with the rest of us, and... you either need to get off the damn train or jump into the damn water out of the boat because we don't want you along.
That's right. That's a true story. There's the haves and the have-nots, brother.
Well, it's all about just, you know, pulling your share, okay? You may have less than I do, but... then I don't mind helping you out if as long as you're working and trying to get there.
Yeah.
But if you're not willing to put forth an effort, or the only time you're excused from that is if you're disabled.
Right.
You know, but there are still plenty of programs out there where disabled people do what they can.
You know, I have more respect for the disabled people and the senior citizens because they're the ones still out there working
at
their age because, you know what?
They don't have a choice, really. Most of them have to work because they have to. Because
that's right. You know what? I mean, there was a time back in the day when, you know, them old folks that lived in Florida were eating cat food, you know, because they couldn't afford food.
Yeah. Well... the way the price of food right now, I'm surprised they can afford it now. It's ridiculous.
I know. But you know, the good thing about Florida is you could go fishing in the ocean. You could go hunting out in the Everglades. I mean, you eat yourself an alligator if you got to.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm shitting. I would eat an alligator.
They serve alligator at the Minnesota State Fair.
That's amazing. That's so awesome. You know what? You got nutria in Florida. It's a rodent, but you know what? You can eat the meat.
Yeah. Well,
you know, if I saw a boa constrictor out and I was stuck out in the Everglades, I'd be eating it. I would eat a freaking boa constrictor.
People are too picky about what they think they should eat, and they're addicted.
Yeah, put them in a life-threatening situation where, yeah, you got no food. What are you going to do? What are you eating? I'll eat it. Whatever.
They aren't going to be able to survive because nothing's going to be processed. It's going to be raw vegetables. And raw.
They will die.
Yeah.
They will die.
Well,
I will eat. You know, I'll eat anything but okra.
I like okra.
I don't like okra. I'll eat it fried, but I don't like it boiled. Ugh.
I tell you, the one that's not good unless it's smothered in cheese or something, and that's Brussels sprouts.
I love. Oh, you've never had Charlie's Brussels sprouts.
Oh, really?
Oh, my Lord.
Most Brussels sprouts are fairly bitter unless they're cooked right.
You need to try Charlie's Brussels sprouts, my friend.
Yeah, I love cabbage, you know.
Well, then you'll love these Brussels sprouts. It'll change your life. You will be like, holy shit, I didn't know they could be this good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm serious.
Well, you know, I'm sure they are.
Next time you're in town, we'll make sure we have some Charlie's Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan to me. I love good vegetable meal.
Yeah, my lady can cook. She's a good cook.
Yeah, my mom makes really good potato soup.
I love potato soup.
I absolutely love potato soup.
One of my favorites. I love broccoli too. I love broccoli.
Yeah, the cream of broccoli soup is really good.
Oh yeah, or like a cheddar broccoli.
Yeah,
My son, Lynn the Third. He, when he was little, he loved broccoli. He called them trees because they look like little trees. I want some trees. All right, here you go. You heat them up, and there you are. He's chowing down on broccoli.
Yeah, I liked the California, what they called the California mix, which it was broccoli, cauliflower, and carrot.
That's like what's it called? Normandy.
Normandy.
I forget the name of it. Yeah, it's the word Normandy is in these vegetables, and it's carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, and fuck, what's the other thing that's in it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know the one that I'm talking about, it's called the California mix. It's just those three, but there could be other ones too. You know, everybody's got their own thing, but that's what I liked. You know, I like the but I like it cooked. I don't like it just steamed or it's still firm, you know.
Right.
I like it cooked. And same with zucchini and squash. I like it cooked, you know. But I'll eat them raw, you know, but that's a different meal than having them actually cooked the way I want.
Where California style. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Carrots, broccoli, cauliflower.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. I told you. It's called Broccoli Normandy Blend.
Broccoli Normandy Blend. Okay.
It's the same thing as the California style.
Okay.
Carrots.
We got our culinary lesson.
Cauliflower and broccoli. Yeah.
How are you calling? That's
funny shit.
That's a good place to take a break. We'll be right back,
people. Normandy, yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. We're back. We were just having a little chat about future episodes there and the one that we're going to record a little bit after this one. And I was going to do a review on The Voice. There isn't really much to review other than it's a good show. And I think they're done with the knockouts now.
So they're all assigned?
They've all been assigned. They've already done like the battles and they're doing the knockouts.
Oh, so they're coming up to like who's going to be the freaking Voice champion?
Yeah, they just went through the knockouts and I think they're each taking two to the Live Aids or like the semi-playoffs.
So there's eight contestants left?
I think that's what it's going to be, unless there's any wild card ones that are picked.
Oh, afterwards. Good. I feel sorry for somebody. You know, everybody's got to be a fucking winner. Everybody gets a trophy, damn it.
You know what? It all boils down to only one winner. Everybody that gets to spend more time on there and showcase themselves is a winner, really, because...
Absolutely.
You know, they get all this free promotion.
You get some recognition and that you never would have gotten in your life.
And a lot of them get offered to go to Vegas and be on the show where there's several of them together on a show. Anyway.
What was that Lambert guy's name? Adam Lambert. I don't think he won, but he went on to sing with freaking Led Zeppelin, bro. Not Led Zeppelin, but Queen.
Journey.
No.
Queen.
Queen.
Oh, it was Queen. Yes.
Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
Because you know what? He had the range like Freddie Mercury, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But anyway. We'll get into that segment on the next show.
That's what I like about that show is it gives those guys an opportunity to connect themselves with other opportunities that could come from just being seen. And
yeah, absolutely. Get your name out there, getting your voice out there.
You know, that's what's great about the internet now as well, because everybody has an opportunity to put themselves out there and have their talent seen. So, you know, that's a big, I mean, YouTube alone is a big part of everybody's entertainment. And it seems for the most part, you know, to be free, you may have to watch a little bit of advertising, but you can get to see all these people's productions. And a lot of them are quite incredible for free. So, you know, and that's just one platform. There's multiple others. You know, Facebook has multiple video platforms available, Instagram now, and Twitter even now. So, you know, so anyway.
So just a recap real quick, Joey. So the Impossible Burger, thumbs up or down?
I would say in a pinch, I could eat one, but it's not something that I desire or that would look to be ordering again just to have it.
All right.
You know, if that was my only choice, I could eat it, but it would not be my top choice of something to eat.
Well, no, it's not something I'm going to choose to eat other than if I had to.
Yeah.
Hey, thumbs down for me too, bro.
So maybe that's like a sideways thumb. I don't know.
No, you don't want to be a fence rider.
I'm just saying, here's how I will put it. I will most likely not be having another Impossible Burger.
You would definitely be a lesbian because you don't like the real meat anymore.
Well, it's not that I don't like the real meat. The real meat doesn't like me.
It doesn't like you. Yes, I understand that.
I think I could probably get away with eating it on occasion. I still eat fish. I ate fish today.
What kind of fish?
It was just some white fish. It was a fish dinner from Golden Corral. I ordered it DoorDash. I told Holy you crap. I didn't eat.
Whoa, that's a buffet. You could go in there and eat your brains out.
But I don't eat like that. What's the
point? I love Golden Corral. Holy
I know, fuck, but what's the there. Point of going to a corral when you can't eat that much at one time?
That's true, but they do get a lot of ice cream, soft serve.
Yeah, that's true. I still have a piece of carrot cake here to eat.
Oh, good for you. Carrot cake is so wonderful. I love carrot cake.
I do too. I'll probably make a cup of coffee and have it later when I'm editing.
Bro, there's nothing like that rich freaking cream like, cheese frosting spicy cake.
Yep, exactly.
And a cup of coffee. You know what? Black cup of coffee.
Yeah, because it's already too sweet for
It's already so sweet. You know what? Mm, that coffee tastes so good with that. Mm.
Yep, it sure does. Anyway, I think we are good for this week. And until next time, think big.
Think loud.